Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The right fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim French. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Moore. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Barry Moore. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser strikes out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud takes first base on ball four. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stroud. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Stroud steals second. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Unser reaches second base with a double. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stroud hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Stroud reaches second base with a double. Unser scores. It's 1 to nothing, Senators. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein is walked intentionally. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hansen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Two outs. It's Senators, 1, White Sox, 1. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to third. Noop moves to second. Joe Coleman now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. French reaches second base with a double. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hansen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stroud for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stroud. Horlan reaches second base with a double. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horlan moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horlan tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Josephson strikes out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knoop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. French hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Holman pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Gary Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry strikes out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Horlan hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams is hit by the pitch. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stroud hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 2, White Sox, 2. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. French hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen pinch hits for Dave Baldwin. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Aparicio. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Unser bunts in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allen moves to third. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen scores. Stroud moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Senators. Tim Cullen pinch runs for Mike Epstein. Dan Osinski now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-4 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10. With the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen now playing second base. Frank Howard now playing first base. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Hank Allen now playing left field. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Woody held pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams bunts in front of the plate. French fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Held moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-4 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.